This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
So, let's start first with the roll call. See who is with us.
Okay, in the room we have Becky Burr, Barry Cobb, Mario Duma. For the chairs, we have Olivier Crepin-Leblanc and Rafik Demac. And for staff, we have Laurent Farley and myself, Desiree Cabrera.
Thank you, Desiree. So, thanks everyone for joining the call. This call is only focusing on to work on the new vehicle supposedly to replace the cross-community working group on internet governance. And as you can see in the Adobe Connect, I just shared the Google Doc that we are working on. There were some comments. I tried to resolve them, but there are some maybe that need more discussion. So if you you can go to the Google Doc. You can find in the beginning in kind of, I'd say, a few paragraphs. Mostly use them to guide our work on the draft document, to explain the objective, the target, and also to give some specification of what we want to get from this new vehicle. And we can use that as a kind of guiding principles. And after that, what we used is to get the previous revised charter and try to go through each section and to adapt it to the specification that we put. So what I would suggest, if we can start maybe with to go section by section and try maybe to see what are the area that needs change there, and maybe what we need to clarify, or if there is anything that maybe needs some work. So is everyone okay with this? Okay. So the first section. Just this in the introduction that we got from existing template. I don't think we need so much change there, except maybe to remind that as first change we are doing is to use another name or label for the group and to call it the Cross-Community Engagement Group on Internet Governance. That moves us from the cross-community working group and, let's say, the heavy loaded meaning it may have within the community. Engagement in group, small kind of, let's say, more open structure, something more flexible and probably less loaded than a cross-community working group. Any comment here? Any question? Yeah. Okay, so the next section is the problem statement, goal and objective and scope. And it's a C problem statement to be twice. So here we're trying to, I think, it's an important section, since this we will kind of, okay, it's about the scoping, and I do believe it's quite important to explain what we can do and in particular what we cannot do. And this, I think, is important for our charting organization and the community in general to be, how say, to make it clear that what we are trying to achieve in this working group, and maybe to avoid any misunderstanding about the role. So while from the first paragraph it just kind of maybe quite general about ICANN and context that it ICANN works within the internet governance ecosystem, and in particular after Diana transition. But I think what maybe matters more is the goal and goals and objective. So here we have a few bullet points. I guess the first question here, if those are enough, or we need maybe to elaborate more here, or do you think that maybe we need to add more or drop some of them? So this, I think this is kind of open for discussion here. Olivier, you want to make a comment here?
Thanks, Rafiq. Now I'm currently reading through the things, so no point at the moment. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, maybe I will try to, if it's possible, I will try to share my screen. Maybe that will be more easy for everyone to see, to be on the same page. Gisele, can you give me the presenter? Okay. Make me a presenter. And how can I share screen? Okay, I think now you can see the Google Doc from my screen. That's probably more easy. Maybe first comment here. I see that we have mentioned that the charter should that anticipate 2-year mandate from March 2017. So maybe we can move this to more, let's say, more appropriate section, but not in the problem statement or in the goals and objectives. So maybe put that into comment. So back to the goals that we want to achieve. First, increase awareness about relevant GIG and the ICANN government engagement function on internet governance matters, increase coordination and collaboration with the board internet governance working group, create more targeted and effective approaches to relevant internet governance processes and issues. Okay. I think this is quite broad and general, while I think maybe the bullet point number 2 and 3 a little bit more specific, and to highlight that we are trying to work with let's say the governance engagement team and also with the board internet governance, let's say the working group, the board working group on internet governance. But let's say, what about maybe bullet points number 1 and 4? Is it that clear? Should we maybe try to elaborate more here? Well, maybe in the, I guess in, yeah, we are more, to put more details in the scope activities regarding them. Any comment or suggestion here? Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Rafik. Olivier Capablon speaking. We currently have here listed four. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, so maybe Rafik can't hear me.
Yes.
All right, let's start. Thank you. Yeah, looking at this listing, that's just four bullet points. And looking at what we had looked at with these specifications in the previous page, it mentions more controversial things like giving advices on draft inputs to different consultation processes and so on. I mean, the goals and objectives, I think, need to include the work that the CCWG currently is doing with the government engagement department. If the four bullet points are really the four things that this working group or this engagement group is going to do, then forgive me for saying this, but it seems quite empty. You know, things like enhanced cooperation between the CCWG and ICANN government engagement functions on internet governance matters. What exactly does that mean? Enhance the cooperation. It's very UN type language. Enhanced cooperation. So I don't know whether we need. I would have thought that we needed to add a little more details to this, or perhaps have a more complete mission than just those four bullet points. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. Are you proposing some language to add to those bullet points, or maybe just we can start with what we put in the specification, because that's maybe more detailed, more elaborated there.
Yeah, if I can jump into this, then it's Olivier speaking. The four things right here. Yeah, thanks. I think there might be a lag or a delay between you and me, which is the reason why we sometimes talk over each other. First, increased awareness about relevant internet governance and policy issues in the ICANN community. That's a one-way process there. So it's information that comes from outside that then gets disseminated across ICANN. Enhanced cooperation between the CCGIG and ICANN government engagement functions on internet governance matters is effectively a two-way process. And I think that one might need to specify a bit more what this cooperation is. I increase coordination and collaboration with the Born Internet Governance Working Group. So what's the difference between enhanced cooperation and increased coordination and collaboration? If we're going to be very picky on the words, I'd like to see if there's a difference between the two. And the fourth one, create more targeted and effective approaches to the relevant internet governance processes and issues. That I guess, is, I'm not totally convinced by it, but I guess we could work on that. What's the difference between enhanced cooperation and increased coordination and collaboration?
Okay. Thanks, Olivier. So what I was trying to say, if you think that we can use what we have in the specification, because maybe it's more, elaborated language, more, there are more details, maybe there are more substance there, and try to use that in the bullet points. So I agree with you, but it's not that, what we have here in the bullet points is maybe too broad. Too general, doesn't really say that much. So that's what I was suggesting. I think we are in violent agreement. It's just how we can achieve that. So just maybe start to use what we put before and try to work around that, or if we can suggest language. Yes, Olivier.
Thanks, Rafik. Olivier Chapin-Lablon speaking. So, should we just have enhanced cooperation enhanced coordination and collaboration with the ICANN government engagement functions on internet governance matters, and then use the same language and say enhance coordination and collaboration with the board internet working group? Because in my mind, I don't know why we're using the two separate. What's the difference between enhanced coordination and enhanced cooperation and increased coordination? And somewhere in there, and I don't know if others agree on the call, I'd like to see the function of providing the feedback loop to both the board the board working group on internet governance and the ICANN government engagement department. The feedback loop. Now, some are going to ask and say, well, does that mean writing statements and so on, which I know there's opposition to, but the fact of the matter is that the ICANN government engagement department has passed whatever it had drafted for external conferences by the working group and has collected feedback from the working group on what was written there. So it's one of two things. Either we have to design a way where every time there is a consultation, then the government engagement department writes something, passes it by the working group. The working group has to pass it by all of its chartering organizations, and then it has to go all the way back. Or it does it the same way as it's done it so far, which is not to refer back to the chartering organizations, and I know that some have been cringing about this, or it doesn't do anything, in which case ICANN staff has full green light to not ask anything from the ICANN community, and the ICANN community is not involved in anything that ICANN takes part in as far as internet governance is concerned, which I personally feel is wrong. I think that the ICANN community should be involved with what ICANN, the organization, does. So that's the way I would frame it. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. I guess there was some comment in the document already about that, and I think also based in the face-to-face meeting in Abu Dhabi, I think probably we cannot say that we are going to work on position paper and that's all this stuff, because I mean it will be complicated and controversial. I think we can add language that we can provide input in, say, on what maybe ICANN staff provide. I added some language here. So, like, giving advices on draft inputs to different consultation process. So this is what when the ICANN participate with its staff in the different consultation process, I guess as engagement group, we can give advices on those draft input. So maybe you can use that language to start with. Yes, Olivier? I'm not sure if it's an old or new hand, but please go ahead.
It's a new hand, Rafik. Thank you. It's sort of Nikhil Panabdol speaking. That, I think, is exactly the term which we might wish not to use. giving advices on draft inputs to different consultation process is effectively providing advice, which in many people's minds, including mine, is the work of advisory committees. This is not an advisory committee, and it cannot take the place of an advisory committee. So using the term giving advice is, I would say, rather dangerous. Hence the suggestion that we use the feedback loop rather than providing advice.
Well, we can use another term.
I'd be interested in hearing from others on the call what they think of this, because it feels a bit like it's a two-way thing at the moment.
Okay, so I added that now the new maybe bullet point. Probably we will have more comment later about this, but at least something we can start with. Okay. Okay, so I think now we add some new language to those bullet points, but definitely that's not final. We probably need more comments here, but I guess we are adding more kind of substance around. If there is no further comment here, maybe we can move to the next section and start working on that if there is no objection. So let's go to the scope of okay. So first we have this what we are saying that we fulfill its goals and objectives. The CCAG will identify internet governance and policies, plan, and its mission. Coordinate, facilitate, and increase the awareness of the ICANN community participation. Oh, okay. This seems. Participation on the discussion and processes pertaining to internet governance as appropriate and within ICANN's mission and mandate, work with the ICANN government engagement team and global outreach or other part of organization as appropriate to identify appropriate internet policy and governance related fora and meetings in which ICANN should engage. Align the ICANN community approaches to IG issues within the ICANN mission and align with the strategies of the ICANN board internet governance working group. Draft position paper and the statement as deemed appropriate. within the goals and objectives and in accordance with the rules of this charter. Okay. So, any comment on this? I'm not sure. It seems some little bit repeating what we said before, but I think maybe we can start with the not sure. It's a difficult part, but the first one, the last bullet points about draft position paper, and so this is maybe can raise maybe some alarm. Okay, so. Any comment suggestion here? Oh, yes, Olivier, please go ahead. Sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Thank you, Rafik. Olivier Crepin Leblanc speaking. So, in the ICANN context, I do not think that a position paper has a. I'm just trying to rake my mind at the moment. I don't think that a position paper has a defined meaning in the ICANN context. Advice has a defined meaning. Statements, I believe, also has a defined meaning, certainly in the advisory committee contexts. So I would suggest that we say draft position papers and other documents as deemed appropriate. So that doesn't then make it as a statement as such. Second, I believe that this still needs to remain in there, and I'd like to hear the feedback from the chartering organizations on this specifically. And perhaps they could come up with language that would be appropriate, or that would be, appropriate is not the word, that would be agreeable to them. Yeah, draft position papers and other documents as deemed appropriate within the goals and objectives and in accordance with the rules of this charter. So that's what I would suggest. Thank you.
So maybe, Olivier, we can say draft position and other documents as deemed appropriate by its chartering organization. I think this is to make it clear that it's our certain organization who can give us the kind of the green light or the approval. As you know, there was always that the kind of concern that maybe you are trying to talk in the name of the whole community and our organization without going back to them. So I guess to put such language will elevate any concern that is deemed appropriate by the chartering organization. So, any thought on this?
Olivia speaking, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And we appear to have lost your document. Might have lost you. Well, it seems we've lost Rafik altogether. It's a bit of a problem.
people since we've lost Rafiq. Adobe Connect crashed on him. Okay. So I'm now, I think, sharing my screen on this. In the meantime, anyone else has a comment to make on this? I'm not seeing anybody saying anything in the chat. So we're over in this sentence here. Draft position papers and other documents is deemed appropriate by the chartering organizations within the goals and objectives in accordance with the rules of this charter. Are we okay with that? And if I'm not hearing anything, then I think we can move on to the next paragraph. Okay, so let's go to the next thing. So then with regards to working with the ICANN board, working with... Are you back? Okay. Rafiq, I'm sharing my screen at the moment.
Yeah, you can continue.
So with regards to working with the board working group on internet governance and ICANN's GE team, the CCGIG shall undertake the following, and so we've got more details here with the coordination on a regular basis, periodicity to be agreed, and invite the board working group on a regular basis. No, working group members to the CCIG meetings, calls, etc. I know that there was a question as to whether we would invite the members or we would invite the chair. I think that we can say the board working group chair and members to CCG meetings. They can certainly invite them if they wish to come or not. Share updates as appropriate on key IG threats and opportunities and initiate discussions on how to respond to such threats, including an assessment of the appropriate level of board and community response allocation to do same. Agree as appropriate levels and scope of representation at key in-mission IG fora and processes. Meet in person at each ICANN meeting. And there was a comment on this from Marilyn Cade, not expecting to have the board working group take over our work. Is that correct? Is that the comment that Marilyn made? And so, Rafiq, you're saying we propose some language on this. So maybe could you explain what you're looking for here in number four?
Okay. Yeah, just because I saw the language from, the comments from Marlin, I'm not sure how we can frame that, because I guess just we are saying we can invite the board working group members, but so yeah, I'm not sure here. So just what's the kind of to do task here?
Yeah, the sort of you're speaking, meeting in person at each ICANN meeting, I don't see as a problem because we've done that so far. So that is one thing. What was suggested from others was that there should be at least maybe one call between the two working groups. I think it's Zakir Zayed who suggested this, and therefore mentioned that there should be at least one call between the board working group and the cross-treaty engagement group in between consecutive ICANN meetings. From a discussion I remember having had with Marcus a few months ago, perhaps even a year ago, he had mentioned that it might be worth just having him on the call and any interested working group members from the board, but not a formal meeting of the board working group and the cross-community group at the same time. just because of the workload, that this would mean, you know, additional calls for some of the board working group members that are extremely busy already. Rafiq, I'm not sure we can hear you.
Yeah, I was not speaking, still thinking. So, okay. So just we are saying we coordinate on a regular basis, but we are not putting too much detail, so we can adjust later and see how it works. I'm not sure that we can state here how we will do and so on without really consulting with the board working group. So I guess maybe the concern here is that if we have that frequent discussion with the working group, that maybe raise some concerns within some parts of the community. So kind of maybe that should be kind of maybe not codified or formalized, but maybe let's say something more kind of transparent, just to be sure that we are not kind of bypassing, like, for example, certain organization and talking directly to the board, something like that. I think it's about really optics here. In practice, I don't see a problem, but it's really about optics. So just let me say that we coordinate on a regular basis, and I'm not sure what kind of language we can add here. Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. In fact, I don't know how to put my hand down now, so... because I'm sharing my screen at the same time. But look, we've already mentioned here, coordinate with the board working group on a regular basis and invite the board working group members to the CCGIG meeting and calls. So I'd say meet in person at each ICANN meeting. Remote participation will also be provided the way that I would write it. And the whole thing of saying, again, arranging one call between the two working groups, I think, is probably superfluous due to the fact that we've already said that we're inviting the working group members to the meetings and the calls. So we also have to keep this a bit more lean rather than repeating ourselves. And then, so that's four, and then five, publish at least one or two page update before each ICANN meeting to be shared with the SOs and ACs. I think it's all entirely manageable. Someone is punching things.
Okay, Olivier, I guess, yeah. Yes, I think we say that we will need remote participation will be provided and so on. Okay, I guess. Maybe about the bullet points number 5, publish at least 1 to 2 page updates before ICANN meetings and to be shared with the SO and ACs. Just here we are talking about the... Okay, so, yeah. So should we keep this here? I mean, still relevant to all? Or should be in other place, since we are talking here to share it with the SO and ACs?
I think we can keep it here. Olivia speaking.
Yeah, okay. So, if there is no further comments, guess we can come back later to this part anyway. But would prefer that maybe we can move to the next part. Maybe a little more. So the CCIG board IG working group and the ICANN government engagement should, as appropriate, coordinate written, verbal, and other response to consultation messaging for external audience on IG matters. Okay, so this coordinate written, verbal, and other response to consultation. So this will need to be kind of aligned to what we said about the feedback loop, and also to be sure that we, if we need to get approval from our charter organization when appropriate.
It's Olivier speaking. I'm happy with all of those three sentences here. I suggest maybe we can move on, unless anybody else has got anything to say. And I'm not seeing anything in the chat, nor anybody wishing to take the floor.
Olivier, I'm just, because here in the first sentence we are saying that coordinate written, verbal, and other response to consultation messaging for external audience. So before we are talking that we are providing a feedback loop, but here it's more like we are talking about coordination. Maybe that's slightly different here.
It's Olivier speaking. I think that coordination is a good word that we've used earlier, haven't we, on the enhanced coordination and collaboration that we see here. So that certainly goes in line with what we were speaking about, coordinate. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the CCEG that is driving this. In fact, I would expect the processes to be driven by the board and the government engagement department, which is what's been happening. So coordinate effectively means that the three are working together and in sync.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
How's everyone else feeling this? Okay, shall we move on, Rafiq?
Okay, yes. Yeah, let's move to the next. So it's the deliverable and the reporting deliverable. Okay, that's maybe looks like redundant here. So for deliverable. So we are here saying position paper and statement. Probably we need to change since we removed statement and replaced it before with the other documents.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So, as a part of its activities, the working group may propose a position paper or other document in order to inform the participating SOs and ACs collectively, individually, and others in a timely manner that their endorsement and support for a position paper or statement will be sought. The schedule for drafting and decision-making relating decision paper or statement should be included in the work plan. So, okay, so if we are working for a position paper, we will have to also to include it in work plan. So maybe it cannot be kind of that's what maybe we may need to do. So it's, we need to plan it beforehand. It cannot be just a reaction to some new consultation, something similar. Okay, and under deliverable, we are putting workshop and reports of workshop at key internet governance fora, annual reports, summary of activities, progress papers and reports. Okay.
Rafiq, it's Olivier here. Is this a location where we need to mention the periodicity of progress papers? In other words, monthly, bi-monthly, weekly?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess maybe the safest, the safe. And maybe the what we can do at least is to prepare maybe a report before every ICANN meeting, which means like 3 per year. That's, I guess, more safe way to put it.
Yeah.
Maybe something's more doable for us than saying monthly or something like that.
And it's Olivier speaking. Ideally, I'd like it to be monthly, but now it really depends on the support that one gets in regards to, you know, the group itself. So, in other words, staff resources, etc.
So that's why we need to be careful to not commit like something monthly. You know, other like working groups, they do newsletter and so on, but they have dedicated staff for that. So, unfortunately, Nigel is not with us in the call today. But let's see. Maybe if we can add a language, it should be that at least before every ICANN meeting, so we can at least we can make. Every month, if you want, and we have the resource, but at least the minimal is to, before every ICANN meeting, we should share activity report, progress report.
Okay, so Olivier Campanello speaking. I'd say then CCEG will report to the broader community on its activities and progress made at times set forth in the work plan, at minima, before an ICANN meeting.
At minimum, not sure whether that makes sense. Okay. At minimum, not sure if it, I mean, okay, it looks Latin, but I guess it works also in English.
And instead of saying before I can meet, you have to add minimum before
maybe
and
another
I can meet.
Before every ICANN meeting or ICANN, before ICANN
meeting? Before every ICANN meeting.
Okay. So a question here, maybe for consistency, Olivier, because you are talking progress paper, I think before we said about one, two page update to be shared with, so like this, publish at least one or two page update. So can we kind of maybe to be consistent to select or agree on one term and how we describe this, just maybe update report, progress report or whatever, but just to keep it consistent for the whole charter to avoid confusion.
It's Olivier speaking, could we call it internet governance update?
Okay.
IGU. Ego.
update report, maybe, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Internal governance update report, yeah. Okay. And I note that it's 4 minutes. I have a hard stop at the top of the hour, so it's letting you.
Okay, I mean, we can finish earlier. I mean, we don't need to. I think we reached at least now this section. Still need maybe some rework. I think also some more discussion about if we should put like what we mean exactly by deliverable. Because like workshop and report is kind of deliverable or not, and this maybe needs some discussion. So I guess we can just wrap up here and agree on next steps, since we didn't have several of the active participants. I guess what I will do is just probably after sending after Desiree will send the recording of transcripts, I will send an email with the link to the document to ask everyone to go through the document to check the new edits and change, and also that we are going to continue, and then maybe the problem we don't have that much time to organize more calls, maybe one or two extra calls, because we have the holidays, and then we need to submit by February, so we need to finish the work in January next month. So I guess we will send email on this matter to the list. And yes, Olivia, you want to comment on this?
Oops, I think I was muted. Should we circulate? Yes, Rafiq, sorry, Olivier Capanvalon speaking. Should we circulate a doodle for the second week of January?
Okay, yeah, we can do that, yeah. And anyway, we'll ask for people to comment the document in meantime. Yeah, we can do that.
All right,
this is an action item.
So, action item, I'll leave you then to follow up and let the list know about it. Excellent.
Okay, I think that's it. Okay, thanks everyone for joining today's call. I guess that will be our last for this year. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year's, quite in advance, but yeah, that's it. Thanks, and see you soon. Bye-bye. Let's adjourn the call for today and stop the recording.
Thank you, Rafiq. Happy holidays, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.